some people in the argument or the situation aren't that self-aware, there will be no resolution.
And when you don't have any adults involved, of whatever age, you get Congress.
I wonder if that's going to happen in Congress. I wonder if people are actually going to see, or if it's just going to still be politics as usual.
The one wonderful learning lesson in looking at this government is what happens when you stand behind a belief without listening to anyone else.
Bill?
Hey, LaFern, what's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Not too much. I hear you're flying away.
Yeah, I'm in San Diego participating in Comic-Con, my first time.
Oh, wow, that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I just drove down here, and I'm getting ready to head on down to the convention center and see all the fun marketing trends and television shows that are coming out this year and that are out. So, looking forward
That's
to that.
That's fabulous. You see a comic character who looks like me, run.
I'll run into his arms.
No, that's so sweet. Although, you know, comic characters are often representation of real life kinds of people, if not individual people, which is why I think people like them so much.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Yeah.
Easier to take in pencil and ink than person.
Very true. Very true. Yeah.
I should have married the pencil painting. Anyway.
No, but that's real. I mean, that's true. And I think a lot of people get their information of how to deal with those types of people from a lot of the television shows that are coming out as well.
Right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
But people, the only problem, some of these solutions, is that they're kind of simplistic and usually they're not argumentative. Somebody's a jerk. Somebody takes a stand and thinks straight now. But increasingly, I think, as reality comes in, and I think in comics this happens more often, somebody's a jerk, somebody takes a stand, the jerk fights back, the guy that took the stand holds his ground and wins, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's really the way most resolutions go.
Yeah.
Remember when we talked about fear?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fear underlines everybody's interactions. So if you've got a conflict between two people based on fear, one of them has to let go of the fear in order for the argument to solve. And that's why it's just a little back and forth before you see reason.
Does that also deal with, what did you say? You said, well, there's self-righteous and defensive behavior. There's no different in that.
No, it's all fear-based. And I might say self-justified. You know, I don't know about you, but whenever I've been in an argument, I was totally convinced of my side.
Yeah.
And I wasn't always right, if you can believe it.
No, not you.
But what taught me how to win with those arguments is to look at my part in it and acknowledge that, and then the fight goes away.
Yeah.
For example, if we're in an argument, and I'm totally on this thing, and I'm thinking, you know, I got to be right. And then I say, well, what's my part in this? And I say, well, you know, I got involved in this in the first place, knowing it was a problem. And then I can say to the other person, you know what? And before we go any further, I need to apologize for you because I shouldn't have gotten into the situation in the first place. The other person will turn around and more often than not say, may be true of both of us. You know what I mean?
Right. But
somebody has to be strong enough.
Yeah, that's when it comes in where if you aren't that self-aware, you know, if both people in the argument or the situation aren't that self-aware, there will be no resolution. Like, because you said someone has to stop and say, hold on, wait a second. Someone has to be the adult in the situation, I guess.
Right. And when you don't have any adults involved of whatever age, you get Congress, you know.
Right. Oh, my God.
Well, you know. Yeah, I mean, because nobody's listening to anyone else. And or if they're listening, they're listening for a reason to rebut.
Mm-hmm.
And children are like that, as you pointed out. You know, if you don't have some level of self-integrity, then there needs to be an adult to say, you know, hey, gals, hey, guys, think about this for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of Congress, so do you think that, like, the situation that's happening now is more of it has to happen in order for us to form a new way of governing, or for people to actually stand up and take part in their community and voting and knowing what's happening instead of taking someone's word for it? I said a whole lot in that sentence.
Yeah, but that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
The sit-ins at Connell's office, the, you know, the rage that was expressed at town hall meetings, and all of that thing is a more constructive rage than the 70s lashing out against just not wanting to have to obey or conform or cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are really upset because their safety is at stake. Their health,
yeah,
well-being is at stake. And I think it just makes the government look more and more stupid. You've got thousands of people protesting and they're pretending they're not out there.
Yes.
Now, stupid means so in love with their own fear that they won't listen to any other viewpoint.
How do you push past that sense of things look like they're getting worse, or someone was saying hope? How do you push past that losing of hope?
Well, hope's a pain in the ass.
Why is that, Bill?
Because it's not based on anything but an illusion. Hope's a waste of time. It's helpful for less developed people so that they don't go off the edge. But the reality is, hope isn't the answer. Action is.
Yeah.
If you have something you want to see, don't hope it'll happen. Get out there and do what you can to make it happen.
Yeah.
Because when you get a mess like what you were talking about going on, they'll either win, which will bring a resounding backlash, or they'll lose, which even further weakens their stupidity or their position.
Yeah.
And that's both sides.
But the people in power, when we talk about like people in power, we're saying that, you know, they're making the decisions behind doors, and as much as we may protest or you know, write letters, it comes down to the man with the pen passing things that.
All right, who put him there?
Yeah.
Or who put her there?
Yeah. We the people.
Yeah. So whatever one you voted for, there's another person that believes the opposite just as strongly. And because we're looking at extremes, there's no solution. But the reality is that whether it's Obamacare or what it is, there are some things wrong with it and some things right with it. As far as the Republican view of it, they're right about some things and wrong about others. Now, if those two sides were to talk, you might wind up with an almost perfect bill.
Yeah.
But they won't. It's all or nothing.
That's disappointing. You mentioned last week, you said, unless you know who you are, you don't know where to make compromises.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you about that. How can you give me an example or how to approach that or expand on your thought about that?
Well, yeah, you could go against everything you've ever learned. Get up in the morning and make a list of things that you are grateful that you are. Make a list of the things that bother you and how you feel about them and why. And you'll have a pretty good roadmap for the day ahead of you. And the more you do that, the more you get to believe in the things you are, and the less defensive and insecure you are, and the more willing you are to look at the things you're not as sure of and see if there's another view. But already there'll be listeners that say, well, I could do that in my head. No, you can't. It has to be pencil and paper, not computer, not in your head. Oh, he's just old-fashioned. No, idiot. Try it all three ways and see which one works. People just want to get out of doing any work on themselves. They'll do a ton of work about blaming you or beating you up or making themselves the victim. They won't lift a finger to make themselves empowered. It's funny, I just did a blog on victimhood.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
The V word.
We're in love with being victims. You know, we want to blame everybody else. We want to blame everything else because we wait till the end and we don't take action, and then it's somebody else's fault that we didn't take action and it didn't go the way we want.
So within the compromises, so if we write this list out and say, okay, if you find out who you are and you don't make compromises
and what's important to you
and you don't make compromises for other individuals, like compromising would be like, okay, well, I'm not going to go out with this friend at 12 in the morning because I know that's not good for me. Is that what you're saying?
Sure. Well, it could be. Or by knowing what you stand for and what you need, you can listen to the other person's side and see if there's a way that their viewpoint can benefit yours.
Yeah. Or in the asking of them, like, Can you explain to me why you chose to do that? Can you please explain what you meant by that?
Right.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me what you meant by that? Because I'm sure you didn't mean you think I'm an idiot.
Ah, yes. And then enjoy your life.
And knowing to quit. When something is beyond your reach, whether you have a part in putting it there or not, once the die is cast, relax and see how it turns out before you have a reaction.
I'm pausing because I'm like formulating my brain. I was talking to this young lady a few minutes ago. You're down here in San Diego. And she was like, oh, I'm just trying to get this right. I'm trying to do this. And I'm like, relax. Enjoy your doing of it. And she's like, I just get so excited about that. And I love it because, like, everything that she does, she does with great passion and great, uh-huh. Happiness. And she's happy about doing it. I'm like, man, we need more people like her around. But within that energy, I think we pull in more of what we want, what we need.
Right. I think you're right. And we don't wear out because we're feeding ourselves as we go.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as she doesn't focus on the outcome, she can stay really excited about the doing.
Yeah.
The minute people look at outcome, then they get paralyzed.
Yeah. I'm the number one up for that.
Well, but if we talk about that list, what you like about you, what you're grateful you are, most of the audience is thinking about making that list. A few are thinking about picking up a pencil and paper.
Yeah.
But those thinking about picking a pencil and paper have a much better chance of getting it done than those thinking about getting it done.
Yeah. But we find that we do more, or we don't cut corners for other people, but we cut corners for ourselves and helping, wanting us to get better.
Right.
And that's one thing that rang out for me is like, oh yeah, I can't cut corners on my life anymore. I'm tired of doing that. I can't.
No, the only one gypped is you. They don't care.
Right. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I remember a mother saying to me, I've done this, 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 and this for him, and he's so ungrateful, and he's blah, 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 blah. I said, wait a minute, why did you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do it to help him grow or for him to think you're a good mother?
Yeah.
Did you do it so he'd be grateful or that you could help him? Because you can't change people, but people can change themselves.
Yeah.
The greatest power in any level of consciousness, from physical to deity, is free will and willingness, the most powerful energy on the planet and outside the planet. And only you have the power of willingness for you. And I think we sort of talked about the government, and I really don't want to cast fingers because I think both sides are wrong in a lot of ways. But the one wonderful learning lesson in looking at this government is what happens when you stand behind a belief without listening to anyone else.
Yes.
And you look like a jerk.
Yeah, I know.
Working very, very hard to be right, you look like a jerk, whether you can see it or not. But it's a good lesson for individuals to look at that and say, if I wish he would listen to this, then maybe I should listen to so-and-so. Because I don't want to look like him.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to happen in Congress. I wonder if people are actually going to see, or if it's just going to still be politics as usual.
It may have to. Yeah. I think one of the most telling comments, and I think it was McConnell, he said, and if none of this works, we may have to even include a Democrat in it.
Right.
And I thought to myself, you colossal ass, you have just summed up your whole problem in one statement.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but he won't see that. He sees it as, we might even go that far, rather than realizing it makes him look like a complete ass.
Mm-hmm.
Which with him, it's not hard.
Yeah, no. But just sad. I don't know if he'll grow.
I don't care if he grows. What I care is that people seeing and learn from what he's doing do not do what he's doing. I want people to stop judging the government so much they don't learn the lesson from what they're looking at. That they should be behaving the way the people they're criticizing are behaving.
Yes.
For 40 years, the left wing has been so judgmental of the right wing's nastiness and bitterness and control issues and selfishness. And now that the right wing is in control, the left wing is doing everything they criticize the left wing and the right wing for doing. They're nasty and bitter and judgmental and as unyielding and as they were blaming the other side for. The fact is everybody has two sides. It's up to them to decide whether they let fear run it or a sense of reality run it. That sense of reality has to be a sense of yourself, I think.
It does. But when it comes to politics, though, there are ways to, like they say, that Donald Trump Jr. doesn't know how politics run or whatever, but, you know, seasoned senators, they know how politics go and how to get things done within, you know, getting votes and getting people on their side or whatever. But that same politics that is running the energy is the way that it's built in, maybe, how you govern, how you do things?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think right now, one side thinks that having the majority and the power is the answer. The other side thinks noise is the answer. And the reality is cooperation is the answer.
Yeah, cooperation is the answer.
Because politics, no matter how dishonest, has always worked with working out deals. Now it's ground to a halt because they've forgotten that.
Well, like I said to my husband, I was like, I'm so happy that people are out there protesting and, you know, saying what they want, making phone calls. I was like, yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, right. You should have done it before the election, but sure, do it and get heard. And if it doesn't get to their attention before they make a bad decision, get it so loudly that they'll have to change the decision or I'll be voted out of office.
Yeah.
But see, people have not been voting for the bigger picture. They've been voting for their own selfish needs. And that's wound us up here.
Womp, womp, womp.
Right. They've said, I'm going to vote you in, but you better do it my way. And if you compromise, I won't vote you in again. So this is what they've got.
Yeah. This is what we deserve. This is what we got.
Well, as a group, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do to go out and have fun today, Bill?
Well, I'm going to go have lunch with a friend. That's as far as I've gotten.
I am going to just head on down to the convention center at Comic-Con and see who I meet.
Yeah, you're That's in Fun City. Today, anyway.
Yes.
And I think it's wonderful. I'm so glad you've been doing that.
I had some anxiety because I was kind of, like, fearful of the crowd. Like, is it going to be so crowded? And
get where your feet are.
Yes.
Don't worry about the convention center. Worry about walking out of the lobby. Much more manageable. Because then you meet a girl like the one you talked to earlier, and it becomes a whole different situation.
Exactly.
So stop being an outcome.
I will
focus on
that.
And then have a great time, and we can do one of these on Comic-Con.
Yes, all right. That's the plan. All right. Love you, Bill.
All right, honey. Love you, too. Goodbye, all. This is us.